Every couple of weeks we catch up with the good folk at WRHR. Pauline Grimer is with us again this morning. Pauline, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo and Steve.
Good morning.
Now, I thought this morning we would touch on the fact that I was surprised just how many people are still working from home, even though there are more and more going back into the workforce, and some have been doing it for so long. From a mental health viewpoint, it's a wee bit of a challenge changing routine again.
Yes, it's exactly right. And as we know, the recent lockdown has given people, you know, more uncertainty. So even though they may have been back in the workforce and in their sites, they may have had to switch back to working from home again. So it's been a really difficult time for a lot of people, you know, during COVID. And in the workplace, you know, mental well-being is a really important aspect of for employers and employees. And so there's a lot of uncertainty that goes with COVID in the workplace.
I've certainly had experience in the past. I had some contract jobs where they were emergency, you know, and we could go into work or not. And I ended up going in half, and half seemed better. But the thought of being at home the whole time doesn't suit me. Are you getting any sort of feedback from people on how it feels and why they don't want to go back to work?
Yeah, look, there's a mixture. Some people are really keen to get back into the workforce because they want that contact. But others have been at home. And they find that they feel really comfortable being able to work from home. So there's different, it's different for everybody, but I think that it's really important that we look at, you know, the risk of being isolated.
Just Pauline, just take a step to your left or something. The phone's going a bit dodgy, so sorry. Pick it up from where you were there.
Sorry about that. Is that better?
That's yes. Much better, yeah.
Ah, lovely. So what I was saying is that it's really important that we look at, you know, the risks that people have when they're working from home. Even though they may feel comfortable at home, we still need to make sure that there are regular check-ins with people because of that, and let them know what support's available for them. So, it's just such an important thing that that contact is remained. Even if people feel comfortable working from home, we make sure that we're checking on them regularly.
Yeah, it really is vastly different than even, you know, 2 years ago, 3, 5 years ago. Just the whole way we approach work and the whole effect it can have on us. I think there's something to be said from working at home in some cases, but I, for one, I'd find that very, very difficult, I must say, you know, not having that sort of banter that you can have in the office.
And the other thing too is that it's also that uncertainty because, as we know, with the recent lockdown, there's a lot of employees that are actually casual employees. So there's that uncertainty about, you know, whether I'm going to have work this week, whether or not. So they may be working from home and have the additional issues about whether they're actually going to get work.
Yeah. Well, that's very true too. Well, listen, it is an interesting area, and as always, we appreciate you coming on board to have a chat, and we will talk again to you very, very soon.
Thanks very much. Have a great day.
You too. That's employment expert Pauline Grimer from WRHR, and very interesting and difficult area.
I tried to work from home yesterday and didn't get on the radio. It's awful.